Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trundy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. Have you say yarn up strong, National Talk Black. You can text the brothers as well, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. Either way, all is here for your yarn here on National Talk Black. Any topic, all is here. And thank you for joining us. And a big shout out to First Nation Radio Stations across this beautiful country of ours. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Okay, answering disconnection with action. Why now is the time to volunteer? And this week, being National Volunteer Week, kicking off today, here's a powerful story about how volunteering is helping combat loneliness and isolation. In actual fact, despite spending over 6 hours a day online, Australians are more disconnected than ever. In fact, one in three Australians, 32% that is, experience moderate loneliness, and over one in six, 70.5%, face a severe isolation. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Shannon Mead, founder and executive director at No More Buts. And we have Shannon on the line. Shannon, good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Shannon?
Well, I'm actually usually in Cairns, in Gimoy. I'm at the moment in Gadigal Land down in Sydney, a bit of travel. Nice. But, yeah, usually out and about around Cairns.
Beautiful. Shannon, thank you very much. So here we are, National Volunteer Week. Volunteers, virtually you would say, moved the country. They're talking about 6 million odd volunteers in all different industries. Look, a great team effort, but it's a powerful tool in regarding, well, the headspace, spiritual connection, and just association in more ways than one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think volunteering can't be underestimated as to the value it provides, not only for community, but for self, but also for the economy, you know, essentially giving people, having people giving up their time for causes they believe in is fantastic.
Fantastic. Now, talk about the No More Buts. Tell us about that, please, Shannon. You're founder and executive director.
Yeah, so No More Buts was founded about 5 years ago. So I was living overseas at the time and amidst seas of plastic pollution, literally, and came back to Australia during COVID times, not specifically because of COVID, but just before then. And obviously then sort of within the country started to look in our own backyard and what could be done about the issue of plastic pollution, and I honed in on cigarette butts, which are the most littered item, and they are actually a plastic, which a lot of people don't realise. So when I moved to Cairns around July 2020, I sort of spent near full time sort of ramping the charity up and getting involved, everything from community cleanups through to government advocacy.
And so it's been running for how long now, sorry?
We're just under 5 years old now. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a passion project, but I've loved it.
And when does that kick off in Cairns? I believe it was in early in the year, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we had what we call the Big Butt Hunt. So we hold that usually once or twice per year in Cairns and other areas. That's where we call on the community to sort of, you know, activate and come down and help with the cleanup. But what we do sort of, you know, is a lot more behind the scenes on advocacy and policy recommendations and, you know, prevention and awareness and so on. So it's obviously as team run by volunteers.
Yes.
It's not always going to have as, you know, big a campaign as a lot of the other programs, but yeah, we're sort of slowly chipping away at the issues.
Look, fantastic. Look, it's excellent, and like you said, National Volunteer Week, 25 May, and so we're just shining a light on all the volunteers across the country and across all different industries. Look, they moved the country, and look, thank you for your input, and congratulations with the No More Buts, fantastic movement. So, look, thank you for your yarn. All the best, Shannon, and we'll see you back in Cairns when you head back.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Shannon Mead, his name is, founder and executive director at No More Buts. And just looking at the figures here, Australians are connected less than ever, despite spending over 6 hours a day online. As online communication has grown in popularity, face-to-face interactions have significantly declined, with more than one-third, that's 35% of Australians, now meeting others others socially only once a month or less, up from just one quarter. That's 2 years prior. So, look, it's a fantastic opportunity. It's a good pathway, a vehicle as such, in regarding connection with people when you volunteer. Because you go to a workplace and you volunteer, or you go to a community event and you're volunteering, you are mingling, associating with people. And it's, look, pick up friends, pick up a job, whatever the case may be, but yeah, helping the community. So it's a, like I said, it's a fantastic vehicle. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me, you call a Kungai, from Yoruba, where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into 500 different tribes, whom the white man tried to conquer when he first come here to the Bahia'i. You may call it divide and conquer, hey, but no more, you've let a lie. This land belongs to us Abos, and we'll stay right here until we die. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? Me, you call him Kungai, Kungai from Yoruba, where my people reside. Where you from, my brother? Yeah.
Jenda Banapi Bamanda, Jenda Bakatjenda Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Are you from TI, where the wild, wild walnut tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait or any place, including Central Way? Any place is just around by Mario Way. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Up in the sky, so far away, a place for everyone. The moon and stars that always shine out on the ocean wave. And when the lazy waves roll by, like breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea is always a place for. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, long-eyed tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait or any place, including Central Way? Any place is just around by Mardi Way. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, long-eyed tree grows. Are you from Torres Strait or any place, including Central Way? Any place is just around by Mardi Way. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
Yeah, beautiful. That's the question. Are you from TI? That's the Mill Sisters here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. So Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Maybe you've got a new business up and running. Maybe you started university. Maybe you got married. Either way, all ears here, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Let's look at news. Code Sports, our email urging AFL to act on risk of Indigenous decline revealed as unwanted history beckons. Almost 4 years ago, the AFL were warned. Now, as Jace Gresham races the fitness clock, the Bombers may not field an Indigenous player in its Dreamtime clash for the first time ever. Former Essendon list boss Adrian Dodoro lobbied the AFL 4 years ago to introduce a rule making it mandatory to recruit one Indigenous player per club as part of a new fully funded rookie initiative. And in an email to former CEO Gillon McLachlan and current CEO Andrew Dillon in September 2021, Dorodoro said the game was at risk of losing Indigenous flair that we have seen over many years, and that is a concern. Indigenous round recruiting were falling on deaf ears. It comes as Essendon may not field an Indigenous player in its dream time at the G game against Richmond on Friday night for the first time in its 21 season history. And a declaration from former Essendon star Dean Rioli, the game was going backwards for the First Nations people. The Bombers have only two Indigenous players on their list and will assess Jade Gresham, Dr. and Alwyn Davey Jr. at training this week for the clash. against the Tigers at the MCG after 91-point hammering from Western Bulldogs. Only one Indigenous player, Hawthorn's Cody Anderson, pick 64, was taken in the national draft last year, leaving the league with 62 Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander players, down sharply from 87 only 5 years ago in 2020. AFL CEO Dillon on Friday sent a memo to clubs calling for feedback on what more can we do to improve elite environments for Indigenous and culturally diverse players amid the recruitment drop-off. But the Herald Sun can reveal Dora Dora, who moved from the Bombers last year after 30 years in the game, proposed a shake-up for the club's rookie rules to ensure each club drafted at least one Indigenous player per year. Dorado said the game was becoming too system-based for some Indigenous players and remote communities, that clubs were not being incentivized enough to take the chance on raw Indigenous talents. It should be mandatory for each club to recruit one additional Indigenous player onto their list on a 12-month contract, Dorado said in the email. This would be in the form of a scholarship and would have an education component attached to it. We could make a real difference in helping Indigenous youth and bridge the gap. Fantastic. So working towards that space, that's what it's all about. And it gives them a platform as some First Nation players, men and women, a platform. But, you know, we've got that natural talent. There it is. And so it's not an expense. It's an investment is the way I see it. Have you seen Yanup Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
We'll be right back. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Heard about the Territory Stolen Generations Redress Scheme?
It's for mob who were taken from family and community when they were kids.
The Stolen Generations in the Northern Territory, the ACT or Jervis Bay.
It's acknowledgement and payment for survivors to help with healing.
You can apply right now or just find out more. Call 1-800-566-111.
Or visit territoriesredress.gov.au.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan. Or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
I used to see fame in the rich figures.
But now I see change in the bigger picture. Dealing with the pain is how we made a living. But it's not what we make, it's how we make a difference. Now we gon' shine bright. Look into the mirror and I see the reason why. See, we come from nothing, we're doing wrong was right. It hurts seeing the pain coming from my mama's eyes. Started from rock bottom, diamonds in the mud. Sparks in the dark, we'll be shining through the rough. Surrounded by crimes, alcohol and drugs. Money wasn't around, but we were rich with love.
All facts I mentioned.
Set back from my black complexion. Suicide rates blowing up from depression. Mirror image of yourself, reflection. Don't define what's inside of the mind's perception. Turn my dreams to reality. I made it happen with them demons surrounding me. Proving everybody wrong who be doubting me. Never forget where I'm from because it found in me. Boy, I grew up on some gutter.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. That's On My Soul, Jay Miller. Big shout out, Jay Miller, your daily program here. National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn up yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen yarn up strong? Now, mobile phone donations urgently needed to help DV victims as technology-facilitated abuse continues to rise, with 14 women already killed due to partner violence this year. This Domestic and Family Violence Awareness Month, national charity DV Safe Phone is urging Australians to answer the call by donating their unused mobile phones to be repurposed into safe private phones for use by domestic violence victims. Look with that. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Ashton Wood, founder and CEO of DV Safe Phone. And we've got the brother on the line. Ashton, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, my friend?
Sunshine Coast.
Sunshine Coast. Perfect. All right. Beautiful. Yeah. Big shout out to the mob there. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, very important. Very sad that 19 people too many, 14 that is, 14 women killed due to partner violence. We need to stamp it out. They talk about youth crime, but domestic violence is way above that, isn't it? And we need to do a lot more work in this area, Ashton.
It sure is. It's out of control here in Australia, which is a surprise and something that I think we can all get involved in some way to help raise awareness and help those people who need it so much.
Fantastic. And you're the founder and CEO of DV Safe Phone. So tell us about this fantastic space, please, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. I started it quite by accident 5 years ago when an ex-police senior sergeant told me she desperately needed mobile phones to give to victims of domestic violence. At the time, I didn't know what she meant. I said, why would people need phones? We've all got phones. And she said, yes, but their main phone is quite often tracked, monitored, or taken from them. Mm. So it's a form of isolation in domestic violence. So people literally cannot connect with the support network to get the help they need.
Yeah. So with that and that conversation with that police officer, then it tweaked your mind. What you can do to support, and now we have this fantastic DV Safe Phone organization. So how do you start it, and how does it work, and how do people can contribute, brother?
Yeah, thank you. I started. I just reached out to my friends, and I had two phones in my drawer, and I said, I've got two phones here that can help, and she said, well, they could save lives. So I reached out to my friends who are in corporate, because my background's corporate.
Okay.
And said, come on, we've all got phones in our drawers and cupboards. Get me those phones and let's pass them on. So that was 5 years ago. We've now received over 30,000 mobile phones from all over the country.
Whoa.
Every phone comes in to us at the Sunshine Coast. I've got two full-time techs now, and we buy a lot of screens and batteries because a lot of people...
Yes.
Old phones are old.
And chargers as well, I would think.
Yeah, we do. We buy brand new charger cables for every phone that goes out.
Yeah.
And we pair that with a SIM card as well. And so we've protected around 12,500 people so far across the country. But we always need more phones and we always need more money because it's quite expensive to fix the phones. And the phones we give out for free to any police station, safe house or agency in Australia.
Lovely. So people can donate phones or they can even donate cash. And how do they do this, my friend?
Yeah, through the website. We've got a website, dvsafephone.org, and there's a map on that website that shows everyone where they can drop their old phones to closest to the area.
Yep.
Or they can, if they've got lots of phones, they can post them straight in, like a lot of corporates just, you know, send the phone straight to us by courier.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they have some funds, then any donation over $2 is fully tax deductible in Australia. So anyone or any organisation who'd like to help us financially, we would really appreciate that, because that helps us get these phones tested and sent back out for free.
Fantastic, fantastic. Way to go, Ashton. Now, quickly, paint the picture regarding, do you know the work behind the scenes? So if we've got a lady out there who's got a phone, and the partner's in control of the phone, she uses this other phone. Is it like a spare phone that she keeps hidden away and it's there if she needs it?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's what we call a safe phone. So normally through domestic violence, there's an average of 8 or 9 occurrences before people get the confidence and support to leave.
Yeah.
But then through that, there's a whole lot of assistance that's available, but a lot of people, you know, they're under financial control. They've got children. They might have pets. You know, where are they going to live? Where are they going to go? What about all their belongings? So the idea of the phone is it's given to them during this cycle of assistance while there's a cycle of abuse.
Yep.
So they have a phone to stay in contact with their support network while they plan, you know, their escape and their safety.
Yep.
And then once they're out of trouble, they keep our phone. We never need it back.
Okay.
And we recommend they put a hammer through the old phone because it's probably being tracked or monitored anyway. So, yeah, these phones are part of their safe and escape plan, and then they keep them forever.
Once, and it keeps them safe.
And they're safe.
Keeps them safe, brother. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, congratulations. Big shout out to your team and the work that you're doing. Excellent. You have a full-time gig job over and above this, or this is your gig, my friend?
Both. Another gig.
Juggle
as well,
a few things, eh? Spin a few plates.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, nice talking with you, Ashton. Thank you for sharing. All the best to you. And, yeah, just to let the people know that dvsafephone.org.
Yep, perfect. That's
beautiful. Lovely. You take care, my friend. All the best. And keep smiling. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for your support, Trevor. Thank
you. See you, Ashton. Bye-bye. Adela Yane, Ashton Wood, his name is, founder and CEO of DV Safe Phones. So you can donate phones, and they do wonderful things, protecting women, children in situations of domestic violence, and domestic violence across all avenues, not only physical, it's emotional, financial, and all the above. So we need to protect them, and by giving them a phone, there could be a vehicle for their escape. So do look at that very seriously, you mob. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Now, anybody in a situation where they need support, you can ring Lifeline 131114. There's Kids Helpline 1-800-551-800. There's also 13 Yarn. If you want black on black, you can call the mob 139276. That's 13 Yarn, 139276. Have your saying Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, someone down here. Can I get a taxi to the Mangrove Hotel, please? T.I. taxi driver going round and round. A giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree. From Mary's Bakery, waiting for another call to come. Just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
T.I. taxi driver going round and round. A giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run. Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Thank you.
up this thing. What?
T.I. taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Alan's working hard on pension day, then he hears,
hey driver, you're going now, wait.
We only live across the street,
but your cool taxi sure beats the heat.
Your Deadly Mob, welcome back. Your Deadly Program, National Talk Black, Have your say, Yana Strong. 1-800-422-416. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And it's a one-hour program live here at First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. Look at National Indigenous Times here. National Indigenous Art Fair to return to Sydney. The National Indigenous Art Fair will return in Sydney for its sixth edition this July. Set to take place at Sydney's overseas passenger terminal in the Rocks. And the 2025 Art Fair will welcome Indigenous artists from some of the most remote communities in Australia. This year, the event will feature more than 30 remote art centres and almost 100 artists from across the country. Visitors to the art fair will be able to purchase original artworks, textiles, fashion, ceramics, homewares, jewellery and more, and all created by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists using techniques and materials grounded in cultural and country. Held during the opening weekend of NAIDOC Week, the 2025 Fair celebrates this year's theme and the next generation's strength, vision and legacy with a dynamic public program featuring live music, traditional dance, weaving circles, bush food tastings and a new shop at the Runway Fashion and Flash Mob Show, highlighting wearable art from New South Wales and remote designers and across Australia. Among the standout names in this year's lineup is Regina Pulawak Wilson, the internationally recognised Ghana Guru's guru artist and culturally leader behind Durham Arts in the Northern Territory. Look, fantastic work, and that's all happening at the Sydney Art Fair, and that is July. So date claim your mob, so do check it out, and a lot of beautiful art from across this country. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Too deadly. Oh, we're going to catch up Yarn. I believe we've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, mate, I'm still alive. A bit of a rough day yesterday down in the Green Patch.
Yeah, how you travelling? All right?
Yeah, well, I went down there yesterday to film what's going on. I've been doing it every day, and I get down there and there's about 10 trucks, sort of heavy-duty work going on and traffic lights and everything, mate, at the gate. But the gate was open.
Sure. So they're doing a bit of renovation on the place too, aren't they?
Well, they're building this new office, and they're building it behind the big shower toilet block there, because it's a floodplain, you know, the whole lot goes underwater, so they've got to really do some
heavy duty.
Yeah, it's going to be a heavy duty concrete thing, so they're pouring concrete, and I just went and parked away on a green place and got my camera out and walked over, and I was just filming what they're doing. And
No dramas when you're filming?
Oh, yeah, there was dramas, mate. They didn't like being filmed. And then they all came for me, a lot of F-words and this and get out, and I was getting jostled out there. They did not like being filmed, what's going on, mate. Okay. It's terrible what they're doing down there.
Yeah,
It's just really a shame on the whole community what's being allowed to happen. It's a green patch.
Mm.
It's our green area, and it's just a scene of destruction at the moment.
So what I'm saying is, for whatever they build there, all you're saying is we still need access to the creek.
That's it too. That's how it started, mate. We used to like going down the river, and you've got to go through the rest area, and then you go to a U-turn, and you go down under the bridge, and you end up in the quiet in front of the mountain.
Yeah.
See, from there, we can't even see the mountain anymore. Exactly. They built a new bridge there, and it's just heavy traffic and things on it. But we can't get to our quiet place on the river.
Mm.
And now we won't even be able to, you know, the area where they're putting this office, I'm told what it's going to be, is what is the day use area where our mob normally sits.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just saying there was, you know, they didn't like me there yesterday.
Right.
And I'm just updating it, and I'm going to give it a rest for a while.
A thorn in their side, my friend. That's what you are.
Yeah, well, you know, like, what was your first story about volunteers?
Yeah, sure. You're doing your bit.
I was on the line yesterday, and I was getting a bit, I was getting one, but I was just filming. I wasn't seeing, but they really got angry at me. And, you know, oh, the gate, it's not open. I said, it's a public space, you know. I said, it's supposed to be open now. There's a sign still on the wall there saying it was going to be open. So we've been lied to all along. And that's Division 1. There's atrocities going on here, mate. I'll hang up now. Someone else might want to get on the next one.
My brother, thank you for your call. Stay strong. We'll communicate. Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
See you, Tony. Tony Gibbs, have any say regarding the green patch down in Gordonwell, 20 minutes south of Cairns. And, filming the work that's going on there. They didn't like it, but, yeah, seek out some information to find exactly what's going on there. And all he's saying, we just want access to the river. There it is. Have you seen Jan Armstrong, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Cesaroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Cesaroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Matoi patoni matoi parol matoi pa Seseroi patoni matoi parol matoi pa Rol matoi patoni matoi parol matoi pa Seseroi patoni matoi parol matoi pa
Salasia kam Killing and pillaging they don't give a damn Burning the villages in a demonic craze Broadswords, knives, and their muskets ablaze. War Salasia come. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy, patoni my toy, parol my toy, pa. Roll my toy, patoni my toy, parol my toy, pa. Roll my toy, patoni my toy, parol my toy, pa.
Salasia come, Pia Grameriam from Lassendam. Run to the south, ya be alarm. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. War Salasia Khan. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy, patoni man toy, parol my toy, pa.
Ha 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 ha.
Roll my toy, patoni man toy, parol my toy, pa. Roll my toy, patoni man toy, parol my toy, pa. Seseroy, patoni man toy, parol my toy, pa.
Salasia come, Salasia come. Come at a mill ram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. War Salasia come. Listen to my drum. Remember your past. You will make those same mistakes again. Your future's bright at last. But if you forget your past, you will make those same mistakes again.
Yeah, listen to my drum, King Kadu, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come the time where Trinity Trev signs off. Thank you for your company, your mob. Look, stay tuned to the news coming up very soon via NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. And look, thank you for your company. Your mob, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Back in the hots again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Talk soon, mob. Too deadly.
Hey, mister, you keep on taking, digging down deeper, losing my heart vibration. Oh, I feel my body aching. Give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. Just give me that good energy. Good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. See, I'm getting tired of your shit. Just give me that good love. Hey, sister, sister, you just know they can't resist her. All that money, ain't it funny how they act? She's our mama, she's our healer. Keep on trying, keep on fighting, take it back. Give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. Just give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. I'm getting tired of your shit. Just give me that good love. Good love, that good, good love. Good love, that good, good love. Good love, that good, good love. Good love, that good love. Whoa, whoa, all I want is good vibration. Something real to heal our nation. Make up for lost generation. Song lines lost in colonization. I feel something changing before we kill what's remaining. Take back the ways that are ancient. Crack off of our foundation. Give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. Just give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. I'm getting tired of your shit.